On Monday, California lawmakers revived a multi-billion dollar tax break for some businesses after the Biden administration assured them the proposal would not jeopardize the state's own federal coronavirus aid. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. The federal government has given California companies about $97 billion in loans during the pandemic, the majority of which business owners won't have to pay back. A Northern California woman who acknowledged using U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein's name and Social Security number to receive $21,000 in pandemic-related assistance pleaded guilty Monday to stealing unemployment benefits. It was part of nearly $200,000 in unemployment insurance and pandemic unemployment assistance benefits contained in debit cards shipped to the home of 44-year-old Andrea Gervais. A limited number of spectators will be allowed at the U.S. Women's Open in San Francisco and the U.S. Open in San Diego in June, provided that they are vaccinated or can show proof of a negative test for the coronavirus. The USGA announced the policy Monday after consulting with California health officials. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Arcata police responding to a fatal stabbing on the 1000 block of G Street. Now new information. The decedent identified as 29-year-old Eureka resident Luis Enrique Pinel Zelaya, a 27-year-old male, 23-year-old male, still hospitalized. Residents of Eureka experiencing homelessness get an opportunity to learn of two recent ordinances affecting them at an educational workshop. It happens at the Eureka Labor Temple on April 24th at noon. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.